The Pathways Praise Singers will be appearing next in Frederick. On. Wonderful, thank you. That's beautiful, beautiful. 'Tis the season of graduation. And wafting through the air are the pontifications of timeless advice from invited dignitaries all around the world. And I'd like to share some notable statements made at such graduation speeches. Quote, a graduation ceremony is an event where the commencement speaker tells thousands of students dressed in identical caps and gowns that individuality is the key to success. Another quote, you think nobody cares if you're alive? Wait till you miss a couple of payments. Another, if you think you're too small to be effective, consider the mosquito. Or you will find that life has no remote. You have to get up and change your life yourself. Or the road to success is dotted with many tempting parking places. I'll stop here. Benjamin Franklin said, you will find the key to success under the alarm clock. Vidal Sassoon said, the only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary. And here's a neat quote I like. It says, follow your passion, stay true to yourself, never follow someone else's path. Unless you're in the woods and you're lost, you see a path, and by all means, follow that one. And a popular quote borrowed from Winston Churchill many times is, those that fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Those that fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. As we come to Joshua 23, we read that a long time afterward in verse 1, when the Lord had given rest to Israel from all their enemies all around, and Joshua was old and well advanced in years. Now, he's like 110, so it's nice to know that you're not old until you're around 110. And Joshua summoned all Israel and their elders and heads, their judges and officers, and said to them, I am now old and well advanced in years. 40 years of wanderings, twice. 25 years of victorious battles through the promised land. God had brought Israel, including Joshua, through so much. As I said, he's now over 100 years old. And as the term is used in religious circles, he's about to graduate to his heavenly reward. But before that graduation, he wants to share a few words of timeless advice with his leaders and God's whole nation of Israel. So let's listen to these words, these timeless words of timeless advice. And they're just as timeless and challenging for day, today and every day as they were then. God's word is eternal. In verses 3 through 4, he says, and you have seen all that the Lord your God has done to all these nations for your sake. For it is the Lord your God who has fought for you. I have allotted to you as an inheritance for your tribes those nations that remain, along with all the nations that I've already cut off, from the Jordan to the Great Sea in the west. Joshua is calling them to remember all that the Lord God had done for them. He's saying to them, remember all of it. Remember the plagues and deliverance from Egyptian captivity under Pharaoh, the parting and crossing of the Red Sea, and then drowning the entire Egyptian army in that same Red Sea. God's provision for you through two wilderness wanderings, the parting of the Jordan River for you to cross into the promised land, the collapsing of the mighty fortress walls of Jericho, the victory after victory for Israel as you have moved across the promised land to take it, and how God has fulfilled his promise as you now enjoy the fruits of living in this wonderful promised land. Remember it. But Joshua has been with this Israelite family for a long time. And he remembers how when Moses was just in the mountains receiving God's Ten Commandments just a few days, how when he returned, the Israelites had already constructed a golden calf to worship and were partying in deep sin. He also knows the human race, how we all get satisfied with our place in life. We tend to lose grip on what got us there and what is right and wrong and who God is. We kind of ignore that he's even around anymore. We've prayed, he's provided, and we can ignore. We feel we're entitled, deserving, to begin to wander from him because things are good and we're going to party. So Joshua's first word of timeless advice is, remember God and don't ever, ever forget. Remember not just what got you here, but who got you here. Remember that when you lived to honor and worship God, God blessed you. And remember when you chose not to honor and bless God, God removed his blessing and even brought punishment and judgment upon you. Remember, and don't ever, ever forget those simple facts. God does not change. Remember and honor him and continue in his blessings. Begin to forget and turn from him and lose his blessings and gain his judgment. God is faithful in his blessings and in his dealing with people that wander away. Remember God and don't ever, ever forget. Secondly, he says, observe and do God's word. And in verse 6, he says, therefore, be very steadfast to observe and do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses. Turn it aside from it, neither right nor to the left. Therefore means with this remembrance and understanding, may this be your response. Be very steadfast. A lot in those three words. To be every moment of your life, to be in every moment present before God and his word. To observe, that means be very steadfast to observe. That means to cling to grab to hold on to do. He says, and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses. As referring to their official documentation, their first five books of the Old Testament, the law of Moses, over 600 commandments were in that section. Observe and do God's word. Not just hear it, know it, put it on the shelf. Observe it and do God's word. That applies to us today. We may have some cultural differences today, but God's laws of heart and mind never change. In his word, God has recorded for us his word and his will. In Psalm 12:6, it says, and the words of the Lord are, what's that word? Flawless. Flawless, like silver refined in a furnace of clay, purified seven times. Psalm 18:30, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield for those who take refuge in him. Psalm 19:7-9, the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commandments of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous. You see all the positives of life when his word is observed and done. Proverbs 35:6, every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words, or he will rebuke you and prove you a liar. Psalm 119:89-93. Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You establish the earth and it endures. Your laws endure to this day, for all things serve you. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life. You see the positives of observing and doing his word. Psalm 119:105, in a dark world that we're in sometimes, a dark part of our lives, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. In 2 Timothy 3:14-17, but as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convicted of, because you've known these from when you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so the person of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And what happens when we have the Word and we've turned away from not having the Word? He gives us a picture in Ephesians 4:14. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, by the cunning and craftiness of men and the deceitful scheming. And that's how we are, like babies in a boat in the middle of a torrent ocean, helpless without the Word of God. In 1 Peter 1, 24-25, the quotes from Isaiah 40, verse 8, he said, "For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord," what? "Stands forever. And this is the word that was preached to you." He adds there, "Turn it aside from it, neither right nor to the left." Don't play with it. Trust it. Trust God's word. Live by it. God gives it there for a purpose for us. He even gives us a parable in Luke 6, verses 46 to 49. He says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? I will show what it is like who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice. He is like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on a rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed. Its destruction was complete. Make sure you are very steadfast to observe and do God's word." Third, he goes into verses 7 through 8. He talks about how we are to choose your influences wisely. My dad told me when I was going to college, "Now listen, David," he said, "I want you to know that the first friends you meet at college may not be your best friends." So you'll meet a lot of people, but the average thing within college life is when you get there, there are going to be some people that went there just to party, and they won't last long. But if you've already gotten to party, you won't either. So go, make sure you're there to study, make sure you're there to make friends, make sure you're there to have fun, but make sure you're there to study. We're paying for you to study. And he was right. I met a whole bunch of neat people. A lot of them didn't last, but I went to the library, and I went in my room, and I made sure that I was doing my studies. He adds to that in verses 7 to 8, "So that you may not be mixed with these nations left there among you, or make mention of the name of their gods, or swear by them, or serve them, or bow yourselves down to them, but hold fast to the Lord your God as you have done to this day." It's not just college. It's in life. Who you spend time with will influence your relationship with God. Yes, we need to be out there making friends of everyone in this world, sharing the love of Christ with them. But if you spend all your time with people that don't know Christ yet, that don't love God like you do, you will be drawn into their ways rather than them drawn into yours. You need to be strengthened here. You need to be strengthened in a small group and study, in a quiet time. You need to be strengthened with Christian friends as well. Because watch your influences. Because the more time you spend in the world, the more like the world you will become. He warns about them because what happens when we walk away, we start getting drifted away, or we get with the wrong influences? We start mentioning the names of their gods. We swear by their gods. We serve their gods. We bow ourselves down to those gods that are really no gods, because there's only one true God. He says, "Instead, hold fast to the Lord your God as you have done to this day," to the one true God that you have. A fourth thing he says to them is, remember God again and again. Don't ever forget. Don't want to stop repeating this. In Joshua 9 to 10, 23, 9 to 10, he says, "For the Lord has driven out before you great and strong nations." You notice, the Lord has driven out before you great and strong nation. "And as for you, no one has been able to withstand you to this day." I love this word, what he says here in 10, the saying, "One of you puts to flight 1,000. When you have the power of God in your life and you are working and walking with God, One of you puts to flight 1,000. Since it is the Lord your God who fights for you as he has promised you. Again, remember what God has done in your life as you look at your future. He has driven out before you great and strong nations, he's saying. He has helped us in our lives drive out great and strong things in our lives. And because of his faithfulness and power, no one is able to stand against God's people. Remember, it is the Lord God who has done this in you, and not you or me ourselves. Don't ever, ever forget that. You are not where you are in your success because you provided that. God has helped you and been there for you. A fifth thing he says in there, he says it very literally, is be very careful. I almost felt like that cartoon Elmer Fudd. Be very careful. You have to be very careful. He says in 11 to 13, be very careful, therefore, to love the Lord your God. For if you turn back and join the survivors of these nations left here among you, and marry with them so that you marry their women and they yours, see, it's not just the marrying, it's that you adopt their culture. Know assuredly that the Lord your God will not continue to drive out these nations before you, but they shall be a snare and a trap for you, a scourge on your sides and thorns in your eyes until you perish from this good land the Lord your God has already given you. I mean, the more we own into and become a part of the world, the ungodly world, the more we leave him, the more we become a part of that world, and God removes his blessings. He removes his blessings. Be very careful to love the Lord your God. Not to love anything or anyone else, but above all, to love the Lord your God. If you don't, you fall into a trap and lose all God has blessed you with. In Ephesians 5, 8 to 15, he says in a New Testament version, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For it is light that makes everything visible. That is why it said, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Look at 15. Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. You know, I don't want to leave this section of being very careful without, again, challenging all of us, including our students who have graduated, that are going on to higher education. Be very careful. Be very careful of who you side with or where you go. And remember the Lord your God. I heard Billy Graham say one time, he said, well, you know, somebody came up to me and said, it's okay for kids to go off and party. Everybody has to sow their wild oats. Billy Graham looked at him and said, who said that? Who said you have to sow wild oats? Whose wisdom is that? Whose wisdom is that you can just cut loose and be godless? Who said that? The world said that. And number 6 comes in. It's up to you. All of us. He says this in Joshua 23, 14 to 16. And now I'm about to go the way of the earth, all the earth. I love that, to the dust. And you know in your hearts and souls, all of you, that not one thing has failed of all the good things that the Lord God promised concerning you. All have come to pass for you, not one of them has failed. But just as all the good things that the Lord your God promised concerning you have been fulfilled for you, so the Lord will bring upon you all the bad things until he has destroyed you from this good land the Lord God has given you. If you transgress the covenant of the Lord your God, which he enjoined on you, and go and serve other gods and bow down to them, then the anger of the Lord will be kindled against you. You shall perish quickly from the good land that he has given you. It's all up to us. God has blessed us. God is still with us. God is there to bless us more. We're not to cut loose and go crazy and become godless. And he's worried that Israel might do that. who are worried, we might do that. To this day so far, we are to honor God and love Him above all things. And then the next day, and the next day, and it's up to you whether you honor and glorify Him or you don't. And the warning is, if we choose to turn aside, to ignore, to turn away from the one true God and His Word who blesses us, then we will lose things. We will only go forward when we continue to bless Him and follow His Word. You know, this is the same way as a church. Pathways Baptist Church has, God has blessed, provided for, and brought both churches through years of solid ministry, and both churches have been asking God for His new direction, and God brought the two churches together to merge into a new and exciting ministry. But none of us can forget how God has blessed, provided for, and brought us through so much over the years, and we dare not forget the struggles, the immaturity, and the failures that took us back, too. We choose as a church to honor God in His Word, too. So some timeless advice He gives us. I want you to turn to someone and just say, "Don't forget." That wasn't loud enough. Say it again. Don't forget. Don't forget to remember God's faithfulness. Don't forget to remember God's blessings. Don't forget to remember God's discipline. Don't forget to observe and do God's Word. Don't forget to choose your influences wisely. Don't forget to remember God and His faithfulness forever and ever. Don't forget it. Don't forget to be careful. Don't forget to love God above any and all. And don't forget, it's all up to you. Timeless advice, even to this day. Let us pray. Father God, as we have come before You today, we've come with Your Word and Your Spirit's presence. And we just pray, Lord, that we will heed the warnings of blessings or discipline from You, our Lord God. And it's our choice. Lord, we pray that You'll let us be more like Billy and not like Bobby. You'll help us, Lord, to honor You in our lives and enjoy Your blessings. And Lord, we pray for Bobby, that all of us Bobbies will decide to follow You as well. And Father, we just ask in these moments that You will open our hearts to Your Word, to Your challenge, as we leave this place to always remember what brought us here, who brought us here, who we should honor, who gives us the right, correct word and path to follow. Who should we honor with every breath, with everything we think, say, and do? Help us to be true to You, Lord, and honor You who have given us so, so much. And You have so much more blessing ahead for us individually and as a church if we continue to honor You in Your Word. We pray this, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.